Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
I'm John Batchelor. Drought. California drought. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Jeff, it reports in the Wall Street Journal that drought is afflicting 88% of the American West. That means everything. Up from 40% a year ago. In California, the mountain snowpack is at 4% of normal, which sounds good. Largely as a result of one of the lowest statewide precipitation totals on record, an unusual spring warm-up. Most of the big reservoirs in California have sunk below half of their capacities. We've been talking about this for several weeks now. It wasn't until I read this story in the Wall Street Journal that I realized you're in an emergency. What is California talking, Jeff? Are they getting ready for this?
We weren't getting ready for it, unfortunately, like we should have been. And it's strange because we live in this, you know, climate through most of California where you see these come in cycles. We watch the weather patterns. You hear about El Nino and that changes things for us. So it's not something that, you know, is a mystery. But for some reason, we didn't do a good job preparing this time around. And the problem is this one is coming along and moving through its stages much quicker, they think, than perhaps the last one. So we're about to approach what they call peak severity very quickly. And we're just at the beginning of this thing. And they think this could go on for, you know, several years like other droughts typically have. So we're very concerned about it. As you pointed out, we've seen the reservoirs and lakes dropping drastically. We've seen some down below 50%, even some down below 33%, which is pretty darn low. And we're only at this stage. And rainfall has been short. The snowpack's bad. So we're looking at some grim times ahead, I'm afraid.
You're in Los Angeles County. Now, you've reported over these last weeks, or it has been reported, that the drought is severe in Marin County, way in the north. Has it come to you yet in L.A.?
We've seen the beginnings of it in the L.A. area, in Orange County, San Diego. And certainly when you go into the inland portions of these counties in Southern California, you see more of it, and you're starting to feel more of it. But we certainly see them up in some of those severe counties, like, as you pointed out, Marin County and Siskiyou, which is up north, and others. They're starting to see it really get really dry up there. And there is so much concern. But, you know, by the time it comes to L.A. and Orange County and San Diego, the Southern California counties, then it's going to be very severe already. So right now, about three quarters of the state is under severe drought watch.
And what do you do to prepare for this? Are they talking about you conserving water? I remember one year in Texas, they stopped watering lawns, and you could tell who was violating it because they had a green lawn. Everybody else had a burned-out lawn. Do you do that in L.A., stop watering?
Indeed. Last time around, they went to those measures, and they, you know, later on in the drought, they said, look, it's just not getting any better. We've got to do this. There were a lot of complaints, a lot of people whose lawns went to brown. But the bigger concern is not just the residences and, you know, the buildings that have landscaping, that type of thing. The really big concern is once we get out into the areas that abut, you know, civilization, you know, people are in suburbia and people in the rural areas, because those areas aren't, they weren't getting water to begin with. So they're even drier, and that's when we start getting into the bad fire situations.
Lake Tahoe, this is a resort that all California knows. Does it get hit by the drought? Do they close it down? Is there anything that that happens there now, or is that later on in the year?
Indeed, they've already had some problems because some of the boat ramps and more concerns about the lake level. But the other part about Lake Tahoe is you're there in a forest. You know, it's a lake surrounded by forest, by national park and state parks. And you're right there on the California-Nevada border. So it gets dry there, and sometimes they have some horrible forest fires. So that's what they're looking ahead to as well. There isn't a single firefighter, at least in the wildfire management areas, that isn't talking about this and making plans and being concerned. You know, you can already hear the fire agencies talking about what types of resources, what type of equipment they need, how they're trying to get various, water dropping and retardant dropping aircraft ready, because they know it's going to be an early fire season and it's going to be a tough one.
And the fires are a threat to the economy or not? Because the governor is talking about a remarkable recovery. He's spending an enormous amount of money to revive California's economy. Does the drought damage it, or is that taken into account?
It most certainly damages it, and it doesn't appear that they're taking into account as they put out these rosy forecasts for what they think the economy is going to look like, what they think the state's budgets are going to look like over the next few years. But we know that when we have droughts, it hits us bad in a lot of ways economically. You know, if we talk about fires, there's a lot of damage that's done to key resources, to homes, to businesses. Tourism is greatly hampered, which is a big part of business here in California. And when you're just talking about water itself and drought, you're not only talking about some of those elements, personal, business, and tourism, but you're talking about agriculture. And, California, for what everybody thinks about California, is the ag state in the U.S. You know, people think about America's dairy land being Wisconsin. There are more dairy cows here in California by far. We have a huge beef industry, and then we have a huge agriculture, growing industry that ranges from everything from, vegetables to fruits to nuts. It's just amazing. And as you go through the central part of California, there's a large central valley. That's farmland USA. You just go for hundreds of miles straight, and all you see is farmland everywhere you look.
In the journal, the report, in 2014-15, the last large drought, total farm-related losses in California totaled $5 billion, and 20,000 farmhands lost their jobs. That's according to estimates by the Center for Watershed Sciences, University of California, Davis. The quote from the co-director of the center, "For agriculture, there is potential to be as bad as 2014-2015. Jeff, the final question about drought. This goes on for years, and so therefore you've got to plan for years. And you sent me a copy of the governor's budget projection till 2025. There's nothing but increased revenue for the next 5 years. No particular attention to drought. So these are separate universes, right? What could happen and what the drought could do. These are not put together. They're separate calculations. Do I read this correctly?
I would agree with you. I think there are a lot of things they don't take into account with the budget. It tends to be a lot of, unicorns and rainbows lately, it seems like, because there really isn't much attention given to this as well as other economic problems the state's going through. We do have a lot of money coming into the coffers, especially from Silicon Valley, especially during the pandemic. There are a lot of good things that happen in terms of tax revenues, but that can't go on forever. And so the state's already looking at where they're going to get the money from, who else they're going to tax, how they're going to raise taxes even higher. And they're, like you said, they're not taking these potential problems into account, I don't think.
The Oroville Dam, we talked about it for years because it sprang a leak. And then you sent me a picture of the Oroville Reservoir, I believe, where the boats were all tied up in the middle and the banks were exposed because there's so water. Jeff, does it ever get so low that those boats rest on the bottom the way in Asia, those lakes dry up and they have boats abandoned in the middle of a desert? Does that ever happen in Oroville?
I've not seen that at Oroville. I've seen it where, the water receded so much that the docks were exposed, that they looked like they were just, structures built along the side of a small stream or waterway. And that happens at other lakes. You don't really see lakes completely go away usually. But the concern is that we're going to go back to, as you and I have talked about before, where, you know, the groundwater dries up quickly. And then we're going to start looking at the problems we had during the last drought where, you know, they started draining the aquifers and the groundwater. And the floor, for example, the floor of the California Central Valley began to subside. And that's bad because that hurts future water storage. It hurts current, you know, crop and soil. There's a whole host of problems that go with this. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that we have not planned by creating enough reservoirs and putting up enough dams and repairing the dams that are there. And that's been a decided, political decision for the past number, you know, probably two or three decades.
This is reporting by Jim Carlton of the Wall Street Journal. A quote from Ernest Conantz, a regional director of U.S. Bureau of Reclamation based in Sacramento. We're definitely in a very critical situation. Our biggest concern is if we get a third year in a row. We're only in the second. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.